USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House has begun debating two articles of impeachment against President Trump, one alleging abuse of power, the other for obstruction of Congress. Democrats accuse Trump of pressuring Ukraine to publicly announce an investigation of Trump's Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden while withholding military aid to Ukraine, something Trump denies. And so do Republicans. Minority Leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, says moments ago,
"The legacy of the 116th Congress will be defined by their hatred for President Trump and their deep-rooted desire to oust him from office." What we found with the Speaker just a week ago, she finally admitted she'd been trying to impeach him for nearly 3 years.
As the House votes on impeachment later today, the President and VP Pence will be in Battle Creek, Michigan at a campaign rally. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
In Ohio, officials at an Athens County food pantry say they've received over $200,000 in donations thanks to LSU quarterback Joe Burrow's remarks about poverty in that county. Athens Food Bank President Karen Bright thanking Burrow, saying the generosity was absolutely unexpected.
We had no idea that anything like this would happen. It's much more than we would typically get in a year.
She was speaking on NBC News. Burrow grew up in Athens and spent the first 3 years of his college career as a backup QB at Ohio State. The U.S. has failed to reach a deal with South Korea on the cost of keeping U.S. troops in that country. The existing deal between the two nations expires December 31st, and the negotiations, which ended today in Seoul, were the last talks scheduled this year. South Korean lawmakers say Washington wants up to $5 billion a year for the U.S. to keep 28,000 troops in that country. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A new report claims it will be 257 years before women around the globe will be able to get equal pay. The World Economic Forum yesterday publishing its Global Gender Gap Report. It measured the gender gap in 153 countries when it comes to economics, politics, health, and education, calculating that at the current rate of change, women will achieve equal pay in the year 2277. It also ranked all 153 countries on their gender equality and found that Iceland was the most gender equal country as of now. The U.S. ranks at number 53. On the bottom of the gender equality list is Yemen. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court is blasting the FBI and ordering the Bureau to fix problems uncovered by an inspector general. The secret federal court said the FBI misled it about facts behind the wiretapping of a former Trump campaign advisor. The FISA court is now ordering the Bureau to propose changes to the way investigators get permission for future surveillance and to submit them to the court by the 10th of January. The inspector general said there were missteps in the process, but did not find any evidence that the investigation into Russia contacts with the Trump campaign was politically motivated. And if you're heading to France soon, don't expect to visit the Eiffel Tower. It's shut down because of a workers' strike. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.